that a bullhog would have. And
I wondered why they did that.
Well, if you don't castrate a hog, they will, and then kill them, you know.
Have you ever heard it called a barra?
Yeah, but that wasn't what I was thinking. That wasn't what we were really called it, I'm sure.
A stag?
Stag.
That's what you call
it? Uh-huh, that's what I would have called it, huh?
How a little one, when it's first caught, born, is called
a pig.
When it is a little older, what is it called?
A gild.
Does it have to be a certain age to be called a shote?
A shote would be one with, that was sewn up when you're getting ready to fatten it or put it up for the feed to kill, you know.
What do hogs have on their backs, the stiff hairs? Or in your toothbrush you have?
Bristles.
The big teeth a hog has, what do you call those? The things you put feed in for a hog would be
a hog trough. Mm-hmm.
If you had three or four, you'd have
hog troughs. Mm-hmm.
What is the noise made by a calf when it is being weaned?
You mean the cry of it? I don't know.
What kind of noise does a cow make?
A moo, uh-huh.
And the noise that a horse makes?
Is, whinny, whinny, or whatever you call it.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen. She's sitting, uh-huh.
The place where chickens live would be a chicken
house,
or
brooder, or pen.
Do you ever call a coop?
Well, no, the coops is when they, what we call a coops is when they had little chickens. And they would put them in the coops and the little chickens would get out there, but the mother hen would stay in there. But now, with just the regular chickens, we didn't put them in a coop. We put them in a pen.
When you're eating chicken, there's a piece that children particularly like because it has a bone inside.
Put a bone.
Why did they like that? What would they do with
it? They call it the wishbone. They would break it and make a wish. And they liked it because of the white meat, mostly.
Yeah. When they broke it, what difference did it make which piece they got?
Well, one piece you wish would come true and the other piece that wouldn't. I don't know which one's which. A short one had come true and a long one it didn't. And then,
we always did it the other way around, but everybody I've interviewed did it that way.
The short one would, uh-huh, wish would come true. Uh-huh.
But we always said it's the big piece. We never got our wishes, I guess. What do you call inside parts of chicken that you eat?
The egg.
Do you eat, like, the liver and the heart and
gizzard?
Oh,
yeah, yes, uh-huh.
Things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call them anything in particular?
The giblets.
Yeah. Reason, nobody's ever said that, but I know that's what my mother always called it. I had forgotten that until you said it. Inside a pig or a calf, you would eat?
The liver and the milt and the heart and the tongue and the lights.
Mm-hmm. The part, the intestines of a hog, when that's cooked and stuff, what do you call that?
Chitlins. I never ate those.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, it is?
Time to, feed the milk. That's what we always said.
Mm-hmm. How would you call a cow in from pasture?
And just call her Sook, 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 you know.
How would you call a pig in?
Well, I'd say Suey, Suey, Suey.
Would you say anything different to a calf?
No. The calves usually come with the mothers if there's in the field.